This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part three of our series entitled The Diligent Person.
Diligence. Start paying it. Start being faithful and watch God multiply. Watch God begin to add to you. Watch people walk up like they do Duro and just bless you because you're blessing the people. Don't ever get tight. Even when you're in debt, don't get tight. Get wise, and you can get tight on yourself. Don't always be buying stuff you shouldn't buy. Put it off, but don't get tight when God tells you to give to somebody. Don't get tight if God say, look, you go get bro sold $10. Well, Lord, this is the $10 I got. This is my personal money. That's all I got this month. If he told you you'll give it to somebody, it's because he wants you to sow it, to grow it, because God can only bless what you plant. And a lot of people don't understand that. They get tight because they're broke, and then they stay tight instead of getting, I said, God, do like the woman with widow's mite. This is all I got, but I'm going to give it because this ain't going to help me. The woman with the little bit of cakes left, she said, you know what, my son, I was going to eat this and die, but here, you can have it. We're going to die. We just die a little earlier. You can have it. God has got to be given something to multiply. And a diligent person will realize they keep sowing. They keep giving. They keep growing. Get everything else right. Confession and wisdom. Don't think you're going to give your way to blessing. You got to give your way, but be wise too. Because when God manifests, you keep it. So in other words, that person who's diligent is abundant thinking, careful planning. They're not hurried to failure. Because if you rush, you're just going to rush into failure. So many people have had start business, restart business. Sometimes that failed their way to success because they got out ahead of themselves. I'm not saying don't go forward in business, but go diligently forward, go intelligently forward, and go with the plan. Let's look at Proverbs 27:23. The diligent person. Proverbs 27:23. Proverbs 27:23. The diligent person. Proverbs 27. Let me get there myself. Verse 23 reads, be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks and look well to thy herd. What are they talking about? They're talking about a plan. They're talking about a budget. They're talking about having an ideal. Be diligent, consistent in effort to know the state of your bank account. How much do I have? I've bounced checks before, more than I'd like to say. I wasn't aware of the state of my flock. Didn't know how many sheep I had in the bank. Get busy. Get preoccupied. But the Bible says, be thou. Doesn't say think about being. See, a lot of times we think there's only 10 commandments. We get confused. If he say be thou, that's a commandment. Be thou diligent to know the state of your flock, saints. Back then, their wealth was in their cattle and their herds and all that. Our wealth right now is sitting in the bank. Or sitting on a mattress, wherever you keep your money at. But do you know the state of it? Do you know if it's safe? Is it if it needs insuring, is it insured properly? Maybe yours is in property. Is it insured properly? Maybe yours is in gold bullion. Is in your mattress the best place to put it? Maybe it should be in a bank somewhere. You know, if it is in a bank, is it in a bank that's got insurance? Or do you have $100,000, $200,000 in a bank that only insures $100,000? Is it safe? Know the estate, the condition of your flock, the safety of your flock. This is a commandment. Now, if we follow the commandments of God, you'd be surprised how blessed we'd be just from being diligently following his commandments. Remember, said, without faith it's impossible to please God, for they to believe him must believe that he is and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Now, we want rewards of God. Don't ever think you want a reward from God if you think you're going to get it without being diligent. Consistent in your service to him. Not every other week, not every third week, but consistent in your service to God. And everything that is a be thou a tither, be thou a lover, be thou a giver, be thou filled with the Holy Spirit. Wherein in excess to overflowing, praying the Holy Ghost, making merriment, songs in your heart, singing spiritual psalms. Pray in the Spirit. It's so easy, like I heard Daryl say on the tape, it's so easy to not pray in the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit, been filled for years, and it's so easy for you not to pray because now you got the gift. Use the gift. Use the gift. You remember when we first got filled, we'd pray hours. Pray for a long time when we first got filled. And then you, next thing you know, you pray a little bit here and a little bit there. But that is a discipline, a spiritual discipline that does enlighten you. It does give you spiritual understanding. So many times I had to pray in the spirit for direction. When things get real cloudy, I can't see, and I don't know things as I ought to know them. I pray in the Holy Ghost because I got to get some answers. Situation may be going on in the family. Situation may be going on at a job, at your church, somewhere else. You got to pray. Maybe there's something going on. God tells you something about somebody. Maybe the Lord tells me something about Lynn. I don't know. When you don't know how to pray as you ought, what should you do? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Makes perfect intercession for you. And you begin to pray and you get a spiritual release about it, or God to give you a word and say, give Lynn this, or call Lynn and ask Lynn how she's doing. He'll give me a little bit more and I can respond to that. I pray in the Holy Spirit and he lets me know what to preach. Some of you, usually every time you come, I like to think you get something.
Good morning, everyone. I want to let you know about something great happening at Joy Faith Christian Center on Sunday, September 21st. We will have our annual Big Sunday Celebration. This is a day of praise, worship, exhortation, and of course, the Word of God. We've shared our mornings together on the radio. Come and be a part of a live service. Be my guest as we roll out the red carpet for you, our partners and friends. Mark your calendar to join me Sunday, September 21st at 11 a.m. at Palm Beach Lakes High School in West Palm Beach, where together we will make a positive change.
Call Lynn and ask Lynn how she's doing. He'll give me a little bit more, and I can respond to that. I pray in the Holy Spirit, and he lets me know what to preach. Some of you, usually every time you come, I like to think you get something. Even if it's just a little bit or a reminder or something you needed, that happens from praying in the Holy Ghost. That happens from living close to God. Now, we have all had preachers, me included, that you wonder if they ever prayed. Because you don't get anything. Okay, I'm like, man, what am I going in here for? If they don't have good music, it wouldn't come at all. Been held up by the choir. It's the only reason anybody in there. Because that little piddly bit they gave after the choir sang just wasn't worth going to. A Bible story you've heard 500 times, no meaning or application still not given to how you can use it or what it even has to do with your life. But amen, glory to God, blind Bartimaeus. Oh, yeah, glory. But what? But nothing. The diligent, be thou diligent to know the state of thy flock and look well to thy herd. The flock is the herd, you know, so they talk about the same thing. Be thou diligent to know the estate of your money, your bank account, your wealth, your property, and look well to your money, your bank account, your wealth, and your property. Look well to those. Because if you watch them, whatever you meditate on grows. Whatever you think about grows. Am I saying love money or worship money? No. I'm talking about manage money. Where is it at? Am I gaining 2% here when I can get 5% over there? Man, this money's sitting over in here. It's been sitting there for a percent and a half. I better move this over here. They're paying 4.75% over here. If you're watching it and you know the state of it, you could actually move that same amount over to something that pays more. When we didn't move into the new building, I said, look, we're not going to do anything with this for at least 9 months. So I put in a 9-month CD, and you go from, I don't know, 0.75% or 1.5% up to some of those 4.8% on a Capital One investment. Because I'm not going to use it to have time, so I might as well move it over here. It's just as secure, but I get a few more percent of interest. A few more percent of interest, another several thousand dollars. Now, I could leave it over there. Nobody's going to say anything. But because I'm watching it and watching what's out there and every now and then looking at the magazine to see what the rates are, you move it over to a better rate. That person who thinks like that and is diligent will be more blessed after a certain number of years than a person who doesn't, because their money made money. Some people take their money and put it in a mattress and they think that's just fine. Other people put it in a bank and maybe get 2 or 3% and keep up with inflation. So at least their $2 is still $2 10 years from now. It's not 50 cent. But a person who doesn't look well to the state of their flock, they're not diligent in that area. And see, that diligent gets us because diligent isn't for 2 months we did it. Diligent is we've adopted it as a lifestyle. We've adopted tracking our money as a lifestyle. We adopted balancing our checkbook as a lifestyle. Lord knows we've missed it at times. But we have to be diligent in those things to be in line with this. Be thou diligent. The diligent person, number one, was abundant thinking, careful planning, not hurried to failure. That person thinks, they're consistent. Number two was they budget, they track their wealth. If you learn something from this sermon and say, I want to be diligent, you can't go home and not track your wealth in the next few days and start keeping up with it and maybe checking your net worth. What am I really worth? And maybe look at it every 90 days. This scripture fell on deaf ears if you don't change. If you hear the word and don't respond to it, it doesn't benefit you. Now, this is all review. So we're going to ask what we've been doing since the first time we heard it about 5 or 6 weeks ago. Are we tracking it? Do we have an idea of our net worth? Are we considering whether we're increasing? Are we looking at the herd? Do we know what's in the bank account? Or we don't want to slice that deal? That's your decision. It'll be unto you according to your faith, or to be unto you according to your corresponding actions to the word you heard. Same thing as faith. It will be unto you according to your corresponding actions to the word that you have heard. It will be unto you according to your faith. Let's look at Proverbs 10:4. Proverbs 10:4 quickly. We're winding down here. Proverbs 10:4. Proverbs 10:4. You guys are quiet as church mice. Are you tired? Is sleeping in today kind of got you down? Some of you had to work, though, because they be making that money on 4th of July, don't they? He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. The Amplified said a slack or idle hand. Slack and idle. In other words, hand is idle. It's resting. Oh, man, I was working real hard doing my money for about 6 months. I'm going to just take 6 months off. You can get back in a year's worth of trouble in 6 months. You better, if you got wisdom, stay with it. Keep your nose to the grindstone. Therein is the diligence, the continual, consistent effort in a good, positive direction. That's the discipline. That's the discipline. And I know it's tough because I got flesh, too. Your flesh want to drift back. With my attention span, I want to do this, then I want to do that, then I want to do that. But I have to keep doing this because I learned that, then I have to keep doing this. Then you learn more, but you have to be organized. I've learned how to be organized. I have to manage my time because otherwise I'd get to do that, then I'm back over here. Then you have the same problem again next year because you quit doing that. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I mean, seriously, these are my people here, right? Y'all know what I'm talking about? It's so easy because there's so many things the Lord is shooting at us that if you don't incorporate it in your life and organize it into your day, you can be undiligent in a hurry. In a hurry, just because there's so much to do. That's why the successful people are the ones that are most organized, because once they learn a skill, they incorporate that skill into their function, into their daily function. That's where that book by John Maxwell, Today Matters, is important. Everything is important, and you should do something on it every day. If your relationships are important for you, you should do something. Even just tell your wife, I love you. Tell your husband, I love you. Because you want to keep these things in your forefront because you have to incorporate. If you learn that it's good to exercise, well, maybe you ought to go out and take a brisk walk if only it's 5 or 10 minutes. If you learn it's good to do Bible study, then do it 5 minutes if that's all you have time for.
Today's message has been part 3 of our series entitled The Diligent Person.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and